The Junction Boys by Jim Dent. Copyright 1999 by Jim Dent. This unabridged recording of the reading of The Junction Boys was published by arrangement with Jim Donovan Literary and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Raymond Todd. This book is 290 pages long. The Junction Boys by Jim Dent. The book is subtitled, How 10 Days in Hell with Bear Bryant Forged a Championship Team. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. The legendary Paul Bear Bryant is recognized nationwide as one of the greatest coaches ever. So why did he always cite his 1-9 A&M team of 1954 as his favorite? This is the story of a remarkable team, and the beginning of the legend. In August of 54, the town of Junction was a fly speck on the map of Texas. On a day late in the month, two Greyhound buses weaved through a twisting and narrow two-lane highway. The Texas A&M football team aboard, 111 men strong, would soon arrive in a tiny town with no stoplights, one service station, and precious little else. Just outside town, they would find an unforgiving patch of land, littered with Spartan Quonset huts, rocks, sand spurs, cactus, yellow dust, and gnarled mesquite trees. As Texas suffered from the devastating drought, so too did Texas A&M football suffer from a drought of heart and talent. To the rescue came Bear Bryant, already a legend in the making, who was in no mood for a picnic. It was in Junction that he would make his stand, and it was here that he would drive home an extreme brand of blood-and-thunder discipline. In a calculated move.